Blog Talk Radio.
Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, 347-637-3942. Thank you, Dr. X, for that, showing me how to do this and read it the right way. So tonight, our guest will be the vulnerable, the explosive Rebel Haig, homeopathic researcher, studied the law for 8 years. A Yale graduate. Now, I could never get into Yale. Probably not. Nope. Wright State was my speed. Ohio State was easier to get in. So he sued and won 11 cases from professional attorneys. He's not an attorney, but he studied the law on his own. And he's a homeopathic genius, like I am. Because I believe that's the way to go. So tonight, we discussed his life and things that are going on, and while we're waiting, everybody saw the, I didn't watch it, the Biden, was it really State of the Union, because that's supposed to be done before beginning of February, somewhere in that time frame. You look at the last two soap tunes, they were done at the end or beginning of February, so something's not right about this. This is the first one. There was none last year. So kind of weird. But anyway, inside of that, there's a few things that he said that were kind of disturbing. I've got a clip. Hey, Roger, could you play clip one? Go ahead, thanks. My producer, Roger's on.
In the battle between democracy and autocracies, democracies are rising to the moment, and the world is clearly choosing the side of peace and security. This is the real test. It's going to take time. So let us continue to draw inspiration from the iron will of the Ukrainian people, to our fellow Ukrainian Americans who forged a deep bond that connects our two nations. We stand with you. We stand with you. Putin may circle Kyiv with tanks, but he'll never gain the hearts and souls of the Iranian people. He'll never extinguish their love of freedom, and he will never, never weaken the resolve of the free world.
Yeah, something's wrong with that speech. First of all, Iranian, he says he'll never, you know, defeat the Iranian people, which these are Ukrainians. There's a big difference. But, however, you guys remember, he wants the Iran deal done. So is this a signal that he's trying to send us? Is he gaslighting us? I don't know. That's a pretty big gap, but people clap anyway because, I don't know, they have sympathy for him. But that's beside the point. You know, the Ukrainian people, I don't know if they should show up in the State of the Union or whatever it is, in this speech. I'm not sure if they should have been there, period. This is America, and we had people, congressmen and senators, that were wearing Iranian flag colors. Now, there's a place for that, but it's not at the State of the Union. That's just my opinion. So here's Biden, a little bit more of him. Roger is my engineer. Just want to say this. Biffle is his last name. So, Mr. Biffle, I'm sorry I gave it away. Is that all right? Okay, cool. All right, here you go. Play cut two.
Tonight, I can announce the United States has worked with 30 other countries to release 60 million barrels of oil from reserves around the world. America will lead that effort, releasing 30 million barrels of our own strategic petroleum reserve. And we stand ready to do more if necessary, united with our allies. These steps will help blunt gas prices here at home, but I know news about what's happening can seem alarming to all Americans. But I want you to know we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. When the history of this era is written, Putin's war in Ukraine will have left Russia weaker and the rest of the world stronger. While it shouldn't have taken something so terrible for people around the world to see what's at stake, now everyone sees it clearly. We see the unity among leaders of nations, a more unified Europe, a more unified West. We see unity among the people who are gathering in cities and large crowds around the world, even in Russia, to demonstrate their support for the people of Ukraine. In the battle between democracy and autocracies, democracies are rising to the moment, and the world is clearly choosing the side of peace and security. This is the real test, and it's going to take time. So let us continue to draw inspiration from the iron will of the Ukrainian people. To our fellow Ukrainian Americans who forged a deep bond that connects our two nations, we stand with you. We stand with you. Putin may circle Kyiv with...
Okay, we stand with you with what? Reparations or whatever you're doing. I'm sure you're paying. Well, that's what the people coming across the border are getting. We stand with you with sanctions that do nothing. There's a lot more to this story than I'm even going to say. And I think James Bostic last night talked about this. And I totally agree with him. Go back and listen to his show. The show's on every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 o'clock, Conservative Perspective. And then Friday is going to be Mark El Guapo with his show, Simulcast. Great show. He has a lot of awesome guests and everything. I'm trying to be like him. He's my hero. But the point is, thanks. Go ahead. Yeah, finish that.
Tonight, I can announce the United States.
We're going to go ahead. Okay, we're going to stop that. Thanks, Mr. Biffleweck. Okay, we have our guests. He has arrived. I want his opinion on that, on what happened last night. So I'm going to welcome everybody to the program, Mr. Rebel Hayes. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Just trying to.
This is day two for you. You were here last week for a little bit.
Yeah, I think I came in for just a minute or two.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
So tell us about yourself. First, before you go there, I want you to talk about what you saw last night. Because, you know, the fuel thing I was playing before you got on, what it ended up in, and it took forever to get there, was that we're relying on fuel from, or gas and oil from other countries, which is accident. So tell me what you think about that.
I think actually it's kind of funny because we were, you know, our nation was pretty much energy, as far as gas goes, independent. I mean, gas was $2 a gallon during the reign of President Trump, you know. I don't understand this thing about Ukraine either. And then, you know, he didn't really touch much on inflation or, you know, he didn't give any solutions. So I'm not really understanding exactly what the whole point of the State of the Union was for. So, I mean, you're telling me that you're going to put all these restrictions on Ukraine – are not Ukraine, but Russia, but yet you're going to buy their gas from them, right?
Right.
I don't get it. I mean, where you going to have me? Yeah. And then you're going to import it from Russia, and the most we can get in a day is 600,000 gallons. The pipeline was doing 850,000-900,000 gallons a day. And that was, I mean, you know, why'd we shut that down? You know, politics. You know, it just really sucks, man. I don't understand a lot of the politics in it, but, you know, when it comes down to common sense, most of the people understand that. And when they look at the pump today and they see, you know, $4, $5, $6 a gallon, I mean, common sense tells you, hey, we got the wrong people that are working, you know, they're not working for us. They're working for somebody
right,
else.
Rebel, now that you mentioned that, I was pumping gas last Sunday, and there was a little sticker. I don't know if anybody else has seen this yet. There's a little Biden sticker, and he's pointing at the price, you know, the fuel is, and it says, I did that. I did take a picture of it, but I saw it on Facebook before. I was like, that was just like, oh, it was like, made my day. It was hilarious.
I did see that. But, you know, according to the State of the Union, it's businesses that did that. You know, that's what he said.
Yeah.
The businesses did that. Yeah, because COVID and everything came and couldn't get nothing off the trucks and, you know, all this stuff happened. I don't know. He didn't go into detail.
So,
you know, he'll just say a generalization of, you know. Huh?
Yeah. Same COVID we had in January, but it didn't affect the gas prices like that. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy it.
Yeah. Right. No, I don't care for this administration at all because they don't have the thought of the people behind them. You know, he does not stick up for us. You know, I mean, and you can tell that with the inflation that's going on. You can tell that at the gas pump. And I don't know if he's done anything about insulin prices or not, but Trump had those down and, you know, they shot back up after he took office, but I don't know what he's done with that since.
Well,
and there's a lot
you
of
know, I heard that my wife is diabetic, okay? She takes insulin. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming out with an mRNA version of insulin. So we know the world's coming to an end now, right? This is not going to be good. So keep going. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was just delivering a message.
So tell my audience, our audience, about yourself, what you stand for, your education and all that.
You know, I'm kind of a self-educated person. I come down with things like blood clots, and I try to fix them myself. I don't try to go to the doctor. I mean, I go to the doctor and get his opinion. And that's just the way I have been all my life. I don't expect everybody to do that either. You know, it's not like it's you got to have some time on your hands to be able to research things and be able to study things and, you know, make sure you're not going to die, basically. So that's the point I got to. You know, I had lungs, I had blood clots that went through my leg. It was an embolism. And this has been, I was in my 30s. Went through my heart, you know, and then I started coughing up blood and didn't understand what was going on with my body. And, you know, so I went to the hospital and they told me that I was going to have to be on warfarin the rest of my life. Well, it's Coumadin
right.
Then, but it's warfarin now. But yeah, I pretty much told them I can't do that because 2 weeks after I was on it, man, I tell you the side effects of that stuff is, I mean, maybe for some chemistry types it'd be all right, but not for me. I couldn't work. I couldn't, you know, I had headaches. I couldn't concentrate. You know, I was just done with it. I don't understand, you know, I didn't understand why there wasn't something else that was better, you know. And so anyway, that's when I started searching, you know, and it was the same way in law. You know, I figured out my own problems and I diagnosed them. And then, of course, went the homeopathic way. And now how I control everything basically is, you know, I'll do a lot of research on a particular, like, niacin, like the olive leaf extracts and olive leaf itself. I'll do a lot of study in that area. I'll do a lot of study on, and you know, being self-employed helps you do that because then you have some time that you can do things. But you know, not everybody has that kind of time, or you know, I don't expect everybody to either because that's what doctors are for. I mean, the thing that I have the most problem with is that, you know, I can sit here and say that's what doctors are for, and I can look at my mother's condition, then I can look at my father's condition, then I can look at a couple of my friends' condition, and, you know, with the the sicknesses and illnesses that they had, they never got better. They died. So whether it be cancer or blood disorders or whatever, and, you know, it's my religious beliefs, too, that, you know, kind of cornerstone what I kind of stand on, because it's not easy, number one, trying to diagnose your own problems and treat your own self. But, you know, but there is a solution. And if you keep digging deeper, you will find it. That's what I've learned about people in general. If you really have it in your heart, and you're not just motivated, but you have it in your heart that this is what you're going to do, and, you know, it's not just a whim that you came over and, okay, I'm going to just do this. And no, it's got to be stronger than that. It's got to be something like life-threatening in order for you to stick with it.
Right.
And that's the way it was for me.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it was for me in order to do that. And so I did. And there was a couple of different things that I've done so far. And, you know, it's not just finding the right supplements that will help you. It's also changing your lifestyle. That's the hardest part to me anyway, because you got to change what
right.
you eat. There's no doubt about it. You know, at the end of the day, you can look at all those supplements and take all of them you want, and they may pamper your, you know, what you're going through. It may slow it down. But if you don't look at the bigger picture and see, you know, what you're contaminating yourself with to begin with, you're never going to be able to come to the root of the problem and fix it at the root, you know. So at least that's the way I see it. And then the same
you know,
way
I
in law.
Yes. Tell mm-hmm. us about your law experience.
Well, again, a lot of people have, you know, legal problems. I won't lie. I mean, but most of them will go and they'll get an attorney, you know, and that's the way I used to handle my affairs. You know, if something happened, I'd just get an attorney. And but then I find out, you know, they don't do their job either. At least I got a hold of a couple that did not do their job. So
right. But they got paid.
You know, when I – oh, they got paid, yeah. They always get paid. But, you know, so it's pretty sad. I mean, America really is pretty sad. You don't have people and doctors and lawyers. You know, medicine and law are the two largest factors that fool with the person's life and that have the most influence on it, you know. And it just
right.
it doesn't make sense to me for people, you know, to not understand at least a little bit about it, because it only takes one lawsuit to ruin you, and it only takes one disease to ruin you, you know. I mean, there's no in-between.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of look at life like that, and, you know, I pray to God that my spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ, I pray to him. I ask
Absolutely.
Him, you know, I talk to him like a person. Yeah, at first it seemed like kind of weird because there was nobody there. But, you know, when you truly look at it, there is always somebody there, because when I looked at it from a kind of a, again, common sense point of view, who are you talking to when you make decisions? You know what I mean? When you're thinking things over in your mind, exactly who are you talking to? You know, are you
right.
answering yourself? Or, you know, who are you communicating with to make that decision to go forward or to go backward? You know, you think you're talking to yourself. It sounds like you might be talking or thinking you're talking to yourself.
Right.
I think in general, people are actually doing what they would naturally do if they had a regular relationship with Christ. You know what I mean? They'd be kind of talking, you know, answering their own self in their mind, you know?
Yeah. So it's a built-in thing that we, you know, most people don't use. So do you think that
right.
the relationship won those cases for you?
Boy, I think that the relationship
cool?
with, no, I think the relationship had a everything to do with it, because there's this fear factor. When you go into a court of law, there is a I don't know. Some people can't even go and even show up. You know, they don't even want to. In court makes them sick. You know, they want to vomit.
Right.
They can't. They don't feel right. And especially they can't get their thoughts together. So yeah, you gotta have some real confidence in what you're doing. You gotta know your case. And yeah, it takes a lot of Christ. I mean, I have to believe that I'm strong enough to do this, and not fear anything that comes at me, because I have to believe that whatever does come at me, I have the answer for, and it's a winning answer.
You did this 11 times. You went to court.
Yes, I did.
11 times and defeated the
attorney. Actually, more.
How did you,
actually
more?
Yeah, I've got more than 11 cases out there.
So what was your Michael J. Fox secret of your success?
Don't give up.
Okay.
I mean, don't give up, no matter what.
But
a lot of people give up.
But you did a lot of studying, right? You studied.
Yes, I did. 3 years.
Okay.
3 or 4 years. I mean, I'm talking before I even took any lawyer on, you know.
Right.
I would study 3 or 4 years. There are groups that are out there on the internet right now. If you run into the right group, you can study law real easily, and you can study it for what it is and how it really works. As far as law goes, there are groups out there, and I was in a few of them, that, you know, this is what they were doing. They were fighting back. And, you know, I don't know how I ran into him, or, you know, it was one of those prayer things, I guess, you know, that, you know, he connected me to. And it went from there. I didn't stay with the group, but more than maybe a year, you know, because I took from them what I needed. The experience they had.
Gotcha.
The, you know, and none of them were attorneys, and none of them, you know, but they all had what I wanted. They had that in court experience and what to expect, you know, because I'm telling you, if you go into a courtroom and you're after an attorney, maybe for a bill or something, and he makes a violation. Whether what kind of federal violation or state violation it is, you can sue them both, county and federal. I mean, and I did a couple of them. I drug them through county and federal. But
wow,
you can. Well, you know, it's just a matter of boy, they just upset me so bad, you know, because of the things that they tried to do while we were, you know, going through the case. It was that they would, you know, try underhanded, sneaky things. And you really can't, unless you've gone through it, unless you know what they're doing or how they're trying to, you know, talk to the judge, so to speak, because they're the attorney and you're the pro se, you know, and basically you're the sheep and they're the attorney and the judge is the attorney's friend and all that kind of stuff. So,
right.
But they
exactly.
really have to, but, exactly. And so, in a lot of the lower courts, that's the way it is. And if you don't basically fall in line, you could end up on if you don't win your case, basically, you could end up on the attorney fees that he had to basically represent while you were going through the case. So if you lost that case and it had like harassment in it or anything like that, you would end up on that attorney maybe $130,000 just for going through that case.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah,
you, if you lose a case, you could end up owing him his attorney fees. And, you know, the judge wouldn't have any problem doing that. I'm sure he wouldn't, you know. But I never lost the case because I was always on top of it. The attorney didn't have what I had at my disposal. So I had time, and he didn't figure that I was – you know,
right.
any good at what I did anyway, so he wasn't going to worry about it. But, you know, he was surprised, you know, when an attorney shows up without an attorney, and you're suing the attorney, and he shows up without an attorney, you know, there's something up. No, he can't represent himself in federal court. It can't. If I'm suing an attorney and he goes to federal court, he's not going to be able to represent himself. He has to bring an attorney with him. So this attorney, you know, and they all try it. You know, they get in there so much, and, you know, he can just raise an objection to it, and then they'll have to go get an attorney. But before they do that, they normally want to settle and just get it out of the way, you know.
Wow.
They end up settling. They don't actually end up what you would call losing, because they had to pay for me to go away. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It wasn't like there was a jury trial yet. Yeah, there wasn't a jury trial yet, but we were still going through all those motions, you know, to get to that point. So
they cut their losses and ran.
That's exactly what they do. They cut their losses and they don't want to argue no more. So they pay up. They make you an offer is what they do. They end up making you an offer to go away. And you either take it or you say, no, I'll wait. We'll go to trial. None of them get to trial because, you know, they end up giving you what you want, you know. And the only reason I took a lot of them to court was because they were harassing me. They were harassing my family, you know. And so,
really?
You know, I had an accident probably when I was in my 20s. And, I forgot all about this because I didn't even know that I may have owed a bill. I thought the insurance company had taken care of it. I was, you know, this attorney was trying to sue me like 28 years later for that. 28 years later. But he was trying to use the court in order to use to get money out of me. I didn't even have any, you know, when I responded back for basically any kind of discovery that he had, which would be, you know, paperwork of the bill, maybe what it was for, how it happened, where it came together, and stuff like that. He couldn't produce anything other than a few scribble notes, and there was something that looked like it had been copied from a hospital, you know, with a four-digit number on it and stuff like that. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't remember any of this, so I don't know what he's talking about. But then when the attorney came in and he said, you know, look, I'll give you a break on this one. And I was thinking to myself, which one? Well, I don't remember what you're reading. You know, 28 years is a long time. I don't remember any of it. So at that time, I didn't let him in on what I knew because I wanted to actually draw him in closer, make more violations, and then that way I could go ahead and make out my complaint. So basically, I was, you know, using his language against him because he started going in. What really got me, though, was he started wanting to know where my wife worked. Like, what has that got to do with this bill that's 28 years old? You know, and then I changed a different tone with him once he started doing that. But, you know, it's just a matter of what you know and what you – the law that you know and how to press the law upon them. Because look, in the lower courts, you're going to have to know how to do an appeal. There's no doubt about it. You're not going to win. If it's something that's in the best interest of the lawyer's a friend with the prosecutor, the judge, or whatever it may be, you're going to have to know how to do an appeal to a higher court, because that's the only way you're going to get law. You know, it's the only way you're going to get a change and remand it back. That's what I ended up studying and basically putting my nose to the grindstone on that and keeping it there for a while because, you know, there were times I was under an enormous amount of pressure. There were two or three cases going on at the same time. And then, you know, I had my websites and everything, and then there was a Dish Network coming after me then. They wanted, you know, what I did was I owned a URL. This is intellectual property here, but I owned a URL that said Dish Network. And I won't tell you what dot that it was, but it was just, you know, Dish Network.
No.
Anyway, so I sold Dish Network at that time. So they could go to the website, you know, and they ordered, and Dish Network got the order, and they took it on. And, you know, I made pretty good money at that, and it was a good – it was a good deal, you know, and they let me go with that for like 3 years. You know, they knew the website. They knew because they'd call me. Dish Network would call me and they'd say, you know, you got to update this and update that and change this. We don't have that channel anymore. So, you know, and they would work with me, so to speak. you know. And then so I got a call one day from their trademarks and copyright attorney. And he said, do you own DishNetwork.blah, blah, blah? And I said, well, yeah. That's been my, you know, site for a while. I've been selling your guys' product there. He says, well, we've decided that we're going to bring things in-house now. You can go ahead and relinquish that URL to us. That's our property. I said, okay, that's not your property, and that website on that property, because I had a 107,000 page website. Count that, 107,000 pages on this website. Yeah, well, yeah, and so it was getting traffic from all over the place, and they knew it, and they wanted that URL. And so they thought they could sue me for intellectual property rights, that I had their name and all this kind of stuff. And well, that was a long, drawn-out court case. You don't really deal with, like, county courts or federal courts or anything like that. They're different types of courts. They're basically the world courts, is what they're called. And but at the end of the day, I won that case. You know, we had to go through a lot of different things. It was the way I explained my case to the sitting panel. You have sitting panels of judges in UDRP and stuff like that. It's a different type of court case, but it is a court case. Don't get me wrong. It's somewhat more confusing as well. But they have a panel of judges that sit and say whether or not this is okay or this is not okay. And the reason that I won this case was because of the way that I had it explained it, the way that I came back with my answer. You know, Dish Network did not want the URL up until they found out that there was some kind of benefit from the URL used in their favor. You know what I mean?
Right.
I had nurtured that URL for 5 years. I built a website on it. I, you know, built sales around it and everything else, and they thought they could just come and take it. You know, and that court, they denied their motion. And I'll never forget what that attorney said neither. You know, he said in our initial conversation, you know, if you don't give it to me, I'm just going to take it.
Wow.
I was like, and that was from their law office, because, you know, they got everything in-house. And I you know, Dish Network has their in-house patent attorneys and copyright and trademark attorneys and stuff like that. And he just told me that, and I said, okay, all right. You know, I didn't get smart with him or anything, because, you know, I was just kind of speechless at the time. But you know what? After the case was over, after everything had – after the dust had cleared, I had won that, and that URL was actually mine. I called the attorney back, and I said, I thought you were going to take it.
I guess not. He took it on the chin, is what he got.
Yeah, he took it all right, but he didn't get what he wanted. But yeah, so, you know, it's been like a lifelong thing with me in the courts. And, you know, it just turned out the way it did. So that was basically it.
Well,
here's
the first guy I've ever met. You're the first guy I've ever met. Because I know people back in the beginning would buy the URL that a company was going to use that they didn't get to yet,
yeah,
or is before they got on the web. You're the first person I met that's done something like that. I feel privileged, because I'm like, man, those guys, because they thought so far ahead and everything, and you made a business out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And DirecTV came after me next, and I got on the line with the attorney with DirecTV, because I owned one of their URLs, supposedly, too, I guess, you know. it said DirecTV in the title, so I guess I owned it, and they wanted it. And anyway, I told him, I said, the business attorney, though, when he called me up, I said, are you sure you want to go through with this? And he says, what? I mean, taking the URL from me. He said, that's because I just let Dish Network know what was going on. Now, you may want to take a look at that case. It's under Matrix versus Dish Network. Go ahead and find it. You know. And he got back with me about 2 weeks later, and he says, you know what? You did a really good job there. I think I'm just going to leave this one alone. I think I'm just going to leave this one alone. You know, and I didn't laugh or anything. I was just, you know, get
right
with the program, man. You cannot go around taking people's yard. You know, you can. I was offered $20,000 for it, and it was a Dish Network thing. You know, they guys out in California offered me $20,000 for that URL. And what I said, yeah, let's do this. And you know what? They had to get with Dish Network in order to buy it. After that, they didn't want it anymore because Dish Network had told them, you know, if you do that, then you can't work for us. And they were a Dish Network dealer, you know what I mean?
Right.
So they couldn't own that because it had Dish Network in it, the name in it. They were not allowing people to compete against them personally. I guess that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But
incredible.
Yet they were lazy in the sense that they didn't have a team or the time to go after their dishnetwork.urls. Now, if you're a big company like that, and you don't sew them all up, you don't buy them all up, what do you expect other people to do? That, you know, you give, you know, right to sell with, you know. So that was basically my argument in the courtroom, too, is that, you know, they failed to buy this Dish Network dot name. They failed to do it. You know,
yes.
We can go back to the dot. Yeah, you can go back to the dishnetwork.com and look at the date on that dishnetwork.com and then come down here where I registered my dishnetwork.whatever and look at the date on that. They had more than 10 years by that URL and they didn't, you know, they just left it out there. And then they even worked with me. You know, I was operating under that URL. I was selling their product. They were paying me a check for doing it. You know,
we should have hired
you. It was all,
We should have
contract.
You.
Yeah, they should have. Okay. They should have hired me for the URLs, I guess. But and that's how that turned out. It was a long drawn case.
I love
it.
The little guy wins.
But you know,
we like that story.
You know, very little too, because I didn't have any help. Any on that case, and that was a so-called international world case with the UDRP, and there's a couple other alphabet groups that were involved. But yeah, it's hard, man. You know, when you look at I don't see how. I got three kids, you know. I don't see how one does it with five in their entire family. You know, I got three grandkids, and I got a total of five, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, how does the average person make it? How do they, you know,
right,
with everything coming at them, with all the legal things coming at them and all the nutritional things coming at them during the course of a day, and then they got their personal problems and then things that they want to do, and how does a person manage with all the chaos, you know? It's just...
Yeah, plus the added chaos of, you know, the last 2 years, flattening the curve.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Exactly. It's, you know, I mean, and then they got, yeah. Yeah, oh boy, we're going to go into something there that, you know, I have no respect for as far as how they called the vaccines in, how they,
yes, right,
how, yeah, you know, how the corona, or, yeah, corona, but the COVID virus was brought into play, all that kind of stuff. It's just, man, it's pathetic, actually, if you think about it. They have destroyed so many lives, so many businesses.
Yes.
Right. They have shortened so many companies. You know, if I haven't been as small as I am because I have a business that, you know, I have to manually put out parts in order to get a check. I have to manually make somebody's order. And that's cool because I can only rely on myself to be there. And I don't have to rely on a lot of people or nothing. I got, you know,
yeah,
I got it. Yeah, I got to have it under control. And if you don't have it under control, and it's so hard to keep under control, you know, I wouldn't know. You know, if I didn't have Jesus in my life, I wouldn't know how to do it. I really wouldn't. I couldn't even imagine waking up and thanking God for this day. You know what I mean? It's like, it's crazy, but I couldn't even imagine being without him. Because, you know, without him,
especially
I don't think I could have
been with it.
Yeah, exactly. And you got
so much
fear. Everybody, much fear. And, you know, should I, you know, how do you think
there's
they got
a lot
him?
Of death too.
There is, yeah. Yeah, there's been over 30,000 people die from that vaccination. There's been over 500,000 different disorders that were caused from it that are, you know, and the thing that gets me the most, and it just eats me away, is that they don't take responsibility. They don't have to. They're not pressed by the law. If you die from that, there's nothing you can do to it, Pfizer, Moderna, you know, J&J, none of it. You can't touch them. They've made the deals with the courts that this is just a test run. When the FDA came down and said they approved that, they did not approve it.
No, they
the
didn't.
Media was lying. They did not approve that. And now they're finding
that
out so
true.
Many different things and, you know, so many bad things about it. And now you've got people that are scared from, you know, taking the shot. You were scared before, so you took the shot. Now you took the shot. Now you found out exactly how bad it is, so you're scared again. You know, so what's the difference? Don't take nothing until you research it, until you have done at least, come on. They did not even test this, the trial tests or anything like that. You can't tell me they rigorously tested this vaccine for the different types of outcomes. They didn't, you know.
They didn't do the 10-year study. Yeah, right.
They didn't do a 1-year study. You know?
Right.
So, I mean, why would anybody want to even put that into their system? It's just beyond it. It's beyond me. I understand if you did, and I'm not. You know, the legal profession had to, and not the legal, I'm sorry, the medical, if they wanted to keep their jobs, they had to. I feel that's really
right.
A lawsuit and a half right there, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's coming. By the way, a friend of mine, I don't know if you heard Attorney Geyer, he says they will be sued. Those companies will be sued. They don't have any protection at all. There are other laws, international laws. So that's what they're going after.
Mm-hmm.
That will happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate it won't bring back any of the dead or it won't take away any of the...
No, it's tragic.
The twitching and the side effects
that
it's giving the people.
I've had many friends
die. Yeah.
Right. I had three cousins that had heart attacks. And, they shouldn't have... And all these people in Europe, these athletes and everything, dying, you know, on the field, playing soccer or whatever, this is not real. And if you look in the, Google News, you'll see, died unexpectedly. If you put that in there, you'd be surprised. All these kids in high school and under that age are just passing away suddenly, unexpectedly. It's just, it's tragic. It's a crime.
Mm-hmm. Which leads into another area of life, they call them conspiracy theories, but I don't think there are any theory to it at all. It may be a conspiracy, but, you know, we're talking about depopulation and all that type of stuff. And they've got nanotechnology in the vaccines and stuff like that. I mean, you know, if for a person to actually try and make sense of any of it, it really doesn't make any sense at all. Why would a group of people, you know, stage all of this stuff? And it is staged because there were actual, I believe it was called Meeting 102 or 202 or something like that, when we ran drills of, you know, okay, all the entire, we're pretending that we have this entire United States full of corona. I believe it was corona at the time. It was a corona virus at the time. So they're making these play runs as though, I think it was called Meeting 102 or 201, but they staged everything. And then all of a sudden, Event 201, sorry, yeah, that's it. And they staged everything, and then it happened. Okay.
Yeah, because
that was back to back pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They both said it separately. You know, a year before, they already predicted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, Bill Gates calling for another. There will be another.
Yeah.
So yeah, there probably will be, but you know, I just don't know how long the people are going to let this kind of crap go on, because we've been, our rights have been violated in so many different ways. You know, with the economy and everything being turned upside down, the election being stolen, and you can either believe it was or it wasn't. But if you believe that it wasn't, you really haven't taken a hard look at the data. You haven't taken a good look at exactly what transpired. You know, I have footage of CNN rolling back the actual numbers on the screen, taking votes from Trump and putting them in Biden. Yeah, I got the bare footage of it. So Ellis shared that data, and it's not just once it happens. You know, it is multiple times, and it's been caught, and it's on air. I mean, it's kind of a disgusting news organization, and it happened on CNN. That's where I got it. So,
hey, exactly. That's where it happened. A friend of mine ran for. She was running against. She running for governor of California against Newsom. And I watched some of that footage, and we actually saw the numbers flip, because he was behind, and all of a sudden he's ahead. It just instantly on CNN. It's like, what in the world? I saw it. I'm like, what? So she was talking about that. You know, There's no justice in some of these states.
I don't recall anybody big going to jail for any of it. I mean, you know, there's nobody serving any time for this past 2020 election. What happened over in Detroit was disgusting. I mean, it was,
right.
You know, you got your people that have stolen the election. You have kicked out all of the Republicans out of there. You know, the overseers of the actual ballots and the overseers, they kicked them guys out. And then once they kicked those guys out, they cardboarded the windows so nobody could see
right.
in. And then somebody gets over the loudspeaker and says, "Now this is a democracy and how it's supposed to run." And then everybody cheers. What in the world are you talking about? You know, that's called a dictatorship.
It's, yeah,
you know, that's called,
is not in jail yet.
it's called election theft. You know?
Yes, it's a crime.
And so many people forget. Yeah, and so many people forget that. Do you remember that the election was stopped in five different states, all pretty much simultaneously?
I mean,
they stopped. And then all of a sudden, next morning, when everybody gets up, Joe Biden's up, way up. I mean, he's out there. He's done. 256,000 votes or something like that in Michigan, or 300,000 votes in Michigan. It took him to get up above what he was getting here in the state of Michigan. I mean, how can you believe that? Even in a fake world, if it was fake, everything's fake, like the news and everything. I still don't believe it. You know, it's not, none of that stuff was regulated. Ballots, I think everything was actually pretty much rolled into one. With the vaccine,
virus. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, the virus, the vaccine, and then the election, you know.
Yeah.
And who,
right.
Yes, now, you know, they're dropping all the mass regulations. You know, they're not saying much about the vaccination cards or anything like that. They're not pushing any of this now. You know why? This is an election year.
Yeah, it's coming close. Yeah, it'll come
this
back,
is midterm year.
In November,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
and that's kind of weird, because the president last night, or the guy who says he's president, is saying that, you know, I support the police, and I should block the borders. It's like, you know, it's too late. It's way too late. Who's going to believe that? Who's going to let Stacey Abrams run Georgia? She should be in prison right now, federal prison. Who's going to do that? The president should be there. I mean, he's breaking the law. He is actually violating the Constitution with what he's doing at the border. He is forsaking his country. But guess what? The most important border is in Ukraine right now. So That's what he thinks. That's, I have a problem with that. And, you know, he doesn't care about Afghanistan or anybody else or the U.S., but he cares about Ukraine. Why? Because that's his cash cow.
Yeah, it is.
It's obvious.
Yes, it is. You know, I get videos from people over in Ukraine trying to get the news out to the American people that what's going on, what the real deal is. And got a few really disturbing videos that the Ukraine army, the military and the police are shooting their own people and burning houses, destroying property. And, you know, I can just imagine what this more or less Western commercialized news agency is going to call that. You know, oh, Russia destroys a neighborhood and all this, and they kill people and all, they run through, and it wasn't. It was their own army. It was the Ukraine army doing that.
Yeah, I know there's a faction of that army that is not really the army, or they're mm-hmm. loyal to other people, other factions.
Well, the thing is, you know, when you let people out of prison like you did, and you give them rifles, you know, you got mob rule. And
right.
I've seen everything from, I've seen a lot of videos that actually show people, you know, just getting robbed, getting shot, you know, while they're getting robbed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know who's, there's no order of anything over there. So I do feel sorry for the actual Ukrainian people that they have to go through that, but...
Right.
Do you think America's
going to
step in? No.
No.
I don't think so. No.
No, there's a lot of things going on over there that, you know, the globalists need to complete their plans. And this is one of the mm-hmm. one of the things, the theories, that this is what's going on, that mm-hmm. Putin's getting rid of them because he's anti that faction, those people. And I remember mm-hmm. I was in Panama, Operation Just Cause, back in the 80s. And it was at the beginning of the war. There, we were told by our commanders, CNN is still reporting. However, the line was cut. At the time, it was cable. They didn't have the satellite thing. How are they reporting mm-hmm. the news? We had all our stuff covered with, you know, our communications and everything. So they were making stuff up back then.
Mm-hmm.
They have a reason they do all this stuff. So I don't trust anything I see on the news. I really don't. Mainstream.
Yeah. You know, I think they're pretty much all following the leader on that. I mean, CNN is the most, I believe, the most corrupt news organization. But,
yeah.
You know, I don't think Fox is, you know, untainted either. And so
right.
just, you know, I go to alternative news because they get more of the, they bring you more of the actual footage or whatever. I mean, they'll tell you, like, you know, CNN or MSNBC was throwing off this bomb going off in Ukraine, but it wasn't. It was a bomb going off over in China. It was just using
that
footage.
Yeah, a lot of that's been happening. Yes.
Yeah, they were just using that footage, and I was, no, you know, they'll do a retraction, nobody will see it, and they'll be fine, right?
Right.
Freedom of the press. Yeah.
They had a couple people that died more than once. Other conflicts are dying in this one too. Somehow they come back to life. So I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's documented. It's out there. It's crazy. It's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
But they try to do that. They get away with it. There's no footage because there has to be no footage for them to actually use. Then that's my. They can't be making stuff up when there's all that death and you know, fighting and war stuff going on. It can't be. It's just like the ghost of Kiev. Do you believe that? I don't know. They know who the guy is. They would know who he is. They wouldn't have to, like, who is this guy? That's not a mystery. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Before we go further, I got to say this. The UN says they're going to bring in. There it is. I just said a bad word. The UN, right? United Nations.
Mm.
We can't trust
right.
them. They're saying they're going to bring in fighter jets for Ukraine. You know how impossible that is? They control the runways, and you can't just get in a fighter jet. Where do they get fighter jets from? Where are they getting it from? They have their own squadron or something?
I don't think they have their own Air Force.
So, and if you get one, it's not like, I mean, they're so unique. Each one is different. You can't just learn how to fly and then do this mission. And the bombs that it takes are different than other aircraft. So this makes no sense at all. It's not going to happen anyway. But it's just like, don't insert yourself. This is not your problem, because they caused the problem. The EU, I think it was the EU also. And the UN's there. And the UN was in Canada. And this is a setup for the whole world, things to go down. So I just had to get that off my chest.
Right. Yeah, I don't know the intricate details of why Russia actually went to Ukraine. You know, I know that last year there were more Russian military at the Ukrainian border than there were this year. And then this year they go in. So I'm not really sure what's at stake. I hear a lot of different, you know, I hear a lot of different things. You know, I hear anything from Putin does not like the corruption in Ukraine. I hear a lot of different things about that government that I don't understand why he decided to go in and why he's doing. I know why he did it under Barney Pfeiffer's watch, though, you know, Biden. But he's not going to do it under Trump. He's not going to do it under, he wouldn't do it under Trump. Nobody made, you know, Trump went and met with that North Korean leader.
Yes.
You know, shook his hand. You know, who does that? Who did that? Just Trump.
He was afraid of Trump. That's the thing.
Yeah, Jim.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just it. Trump did what he said he was going to do. He didn't break an election promise or anything of that nature. I mean, the guy's got a lot of integrity, no matter how you want to look at it. If you don't like him or if you do like him, he's got integrity. I mean, he's a stick-to-it type of guy. He gets the job done. And if he can't do it, he'll find somebody that can't, you know? So.
Right.
I mean,
he's not...
He's not flawless, but, you know, he's the best that we've had in a while that we're actually for the people.
I agree, because, and I tell people, you know, he's like a military leader from the past. This is the guy who speaks what he means, and he does it. That's the thing about Trump I like. But, you know, he's got flaws. Of course he does. But he, I mean, the morale was so low under Obama. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. But you know, the rumor is, I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. It was so depressing. The rumor is, and us federal employees, we didn't get a raise for like 5 or 6 years. And that's just a small little raise. They couldn't do it because they couldn't afford it. But the rumor is, I'm not saying this is true, but on Telegram, everybody's saying that he went in there to take out the BioLab's future programs from World Economic Forum or union, whatever they call it, for future attacks, for biological weapons. This is why. And, you know, Putin is against New World Order stuff. This is what people are saying on Telegram, and videos are out there and all that stuff. So I'm not saying it's true.
Well, that's what I've been hearing. I've been hearing he is against the New World Order. You know, and his banks, I don't think he has any decentralized banks in Russia.
He does not. He does not. That's why he's a
target. Yeah. So they would like some decentralized banks.
Not saying
he's a
hero. Right.
Right. So, you know, I understand. But, you know, so all these sanctions ain't going to really do a lot. You know, ain't going to do a lot
of
good if, you know.
He's got a China connection, so he can actually get stuff through China. And, you know, I mean, what are they going to do to him? I mean, all I do is call him mentally ill. That's what I think is funny. They're using the same Trump thing. I think he's mentally ill, what they used to tell about Trump. What are they going to do about it? Absolutely nothing. They're going to go there and arrest him? You're going to impeach him? I don't think so.
No.
So, and the rumor is, and there's communications, I guess, people are talking about, that Putin called Trump and said, the trash is on fire. That meaning things are burning. All the stuff that was burning or all the labs. We have like 11 biolabs over there. So, and some of them are close to the border. He didn't want anything to do with that stuff. So that's just a conspiracy theory that people that
I respect and I know will back that up, we'll say.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people.
It makes perfect sense. I mean, you know, Trump, I believe Trump and Putin had an intelligence agreement as far as, I won't talk about you if you don't talk about me. And they did nothing but say nice things about each other. And that pissed the networks off that didn't like Trump. Because Putin told the networks that he thought Trump was a bright person. That's all he said. Now, it was blown out of proportion from that. But that is all that the man said. I mean, and then Trump turned around, you know, and said, what would be so bad having a, you know, relationship with Russia? You know, why can't we, like, you know, do business together, basically, is what he's saying. You know, why do we have to hate them all of a sudden, you know? It's not we should be doing business with the entire world unless they were, like, China or something like that. But, you know, we should have friendly, uniform relationships with most of the country that wanted to do business.
Well, that doesn't work with the military-industrial complex for the War Department and the people that profit on that, because their plans were ruined during the Trump administration. They didn't get Iran. They didn't get Iraq or whoever they're supposed to be going after. They didn't get Korea. That was supposed to be done already. So it didn't work out for them. So then they came up with this other plan, theoretically. So we'll see what happens. But I don't think anything's going to happen over there. We're not going to be involved.
No. I mean, look, we're buying Russian oil. So, and then Putin, I guess not Putin, but Barney Fife, you know, Biden, he approved like 1.6 million barrels, I guess it was, something like that. Like, what is that, 2 days of production or something? Two, three days of production?
Yeah, the reserves.
Yeah,
sure.
The reserves. Yeah. When we actually could be selling Russia oil. If we were selling Russia oil, that war in Ukraine would have never broke out. They'd have never had the money.
Right.
They would have never had the money, because the only thing that Putin's doing now is selling his oil. He's fueling his military with that money, you know? So there's a lot of things that are not making there's a lot of things that are not making common sense. And that starts from the virus all the way to where we're at, you know, 2 years ago. How long can American people keep going through this, right? I mean, it's hard for me to keep anybody they don't want to work. I feel like sometimes, you know, in my business, I feel like I compete against the United States government on employees. You know, they want to pay them to stay home, and I want to pay them to come to work. You know, it's like, you know, what do you do?
I just don't understand that. I mean, you just hit a good point there, because I think what they're doing is they're destroying the soul of America. They're destroying the work ethic and product, because we're the most productive people in the world. And
yes,
they're destroying that. And they're cutting people off. I've been all around the world. I worked with European countries and everything like that. And nobody is as productive as we are. Nobody's as, I don't know, I can't say that word. Nobody's so anal retentive. Like our military and our businesses and our corporations. It's not about greed. It's about, hey, look, you don't have to pay taxes. If you give, you know, like 10,000 jobs, I don't care about that. Nobody needs the money, but you're employing all these people. People have it wrong. I don't care if corporations pay zero. They're doing a great thing for everybody. You know, I mean, they're making us prosper. So I don't have a problem with that. I think that you shouldn't be paying taxes if you employed 1,000 people. That's ridiculous.
Income tax, you are right. You should not have to pay income tax at all, and it doesn't matter. It's not gonna stop any of their investments or anything like that. You know, they make enough off of just fuel alone. They can invest that money and come out smelling like roses on the other end of it. You know, and they do. They do invest a lot of the money, and they come out smelling like roses on the other side. But yet, they still say that they need our income, our wages, third of our wages, in order to keep this country going. And that's just a bunch of BS. You know, we never paid income taxes. until, yeah, you know, we started off with income taxes. 1% was the actual rate when it started off, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's
you have
going
IRS
up to nothing.
And the Fed, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're fed up with the Fed. We should protest the Fed.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Unfortunately, protests, they don't work.
No, they don't.
I would. No. Yeah, you gotta take them to court and sue them or something like that, because anything else they just don't really understand, you know. And you can do that by sending the Freedom of Information Act will start the ball rolling there, you know. Sue them, and then when they come back with something, that's how the CDC gets sued. I mean, I watch Robert F. Kennedy sue him all the time, you know.
Yes,
and he's a pro.
Right.
At it.
Yes,
you know?
He is. He is awesome.
They bring out missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sued him for, like, saying that, you know, vaccines does not cause Alzheimer's. Well, Kennedy said, okay, show me the proof of that.
Right.
They couldn't do it, so they had to pay him, you know. It's another lost case for the CDC, you know. But,
the god of this era is what it is. They are the gods of this era. Well, take your mask off. Well, you can't do this. Five-year-olds need it. I mean, how is that so out of control? Everything's out of control now.
It is.
The Supreme Court, the president can't make laws. He can't make people do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mandates aren't laws. Your governor can't do it. But people accept
right.
it. And even the military goes
yeah,
for it. Everybody goes for it.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to scream the Constitution when your rights are not followed, but nobody wants to really do anything about it. You know what I mean? I mean, being
right.
that there are two constitutions on this planet, and before you can you can't even argue the Constitution, really, in a courtroom without it being put on the record. So, you know, anybody out there that, you know, wants to go into a courtroom and argue the Constitution, get a certified copy from Washington, D.C., then put it on the record, then go into the courtroom. The judge cannot do nothing to you. You can argue that Constitution all day long with that prosecutor, whoever it is that you're opposing, but the judge will not throw you out of court or do anything of that nature. I mean, but study it first. You know, there's 4,500 words there. You should know at least two of them. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, really. But, yeah.
That's powerful stuff.
You know, I really feel sorry for a lot of our society right now. It's heartbreaking to watch these people, you know, in fear, you know, barely making it, bitching at the pump, at the grocery cycle, and then what they do to our meat. You know, we're not even getting to the point where we're buying it yet, but now they're vaccinating our meat before our meat's even given to us, washing it with bleaches and solvents and stuff like that. So they say it keeps all the bacteria off of it. But what is it, you know, what does it really do to us? You know, what, because I know hamburger doesn't taste like it used to. I know that, you know.
Right. Yeah.
I'm about
yeah,
60
Mike,
years old.
You go to other
mm-hmm.
countries and you discover what things really taste like, because they don't taste like that here.
Yeah.
Or America though.
Yeah, you know, and
it's
you
not,
know,
it's not
I grew up like I grew up on a not a farm actually. It was like a farm, but we got our milk when the milk guy came around and left it on the door in the bottle. That's
right.
Back in the day, you know. But the milk is not, and will not be the same. You know. Now you can go out to some not Irish, but Amish. The Amish have milk
yeah.
that you can get. It, you know, they got to watch their federal regulations, you know. The whole thing that they're afraid of is having blood in the milk, you know.
Right.
But if you don't treat your cows like, you know, a number, you won't have blood in the milk, you know, unless there's some disease going on with it. But, you know, you milk them so much a day and leave them and send them back out to pasture. You don't try to, you know, if they can give 10 gallons a day and that's all they can give, then that's it. Don't try to make them give 20. You know what I mean? And don't try to. And this is what the industry does to our food and everything else. They create some sort of a what is it called?
like a vaccine, not a vaccine, but they create some sort of a hormone or a stimulant or whatever you want to call it to put in the butt of that cow to get it to do more. And there's no milk shortage. There's no shortage. But yeah, they'll do it anyway just to increase production because, you know, man's greed. That's the only thing it can be is greed. More, 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 more. Pump more out of the same cow. You know, we've gotten to the point where it's just scary. It's scary right now with these machine farms and everything that's going on with that. It's just ridiculous. But, you know, we've got a lot of things ahead of us, and we need a lot of people that are like you with these types of platforms that, you know, get the word to other people so that people are not fooled by this, the fake news and the fake vaccines and everything is so fake. The fake food and, and the high prices of inflation, the gas prices. And my gas, I drive a diesel. Yep. You know, mine's over $4 a gallon right now. So, no, but we need people. We need people to pull it together. And, you know, I'm so tired of this TV separating us. You know, it's like Republican, Democrat. Okay, that's fine. But do this, you know, take the common sense way and go with it. You know what I mean? Like, if the vaccines are killing 30,000 people, you know this, in which it does say in VARS, if the vaccines are creating more than 500,000 people are injured from this vaccine, it should throw off a red flag. Don't go out and volunteer for a booster shot. Come on, don't do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you're taking your own life. Yeah. I mean, it's without any research or anything, people are walking in and taking a shot. And there is no informed consent, and that's what there should be more of, informed consent. Because if they had that, they would not be taking the shot, you know.
Right.
If they actually knew what type of chemicals they were taking into their body. And they don't know the long-term effects. Even scientists now don't even know what's going to happen. It's like, well, it's not good. You know, there were some more morticians that were pulling a gel out of the veins. They couldn't embalm them because they were full of gel, you know.
Yeah, I think that's why they won't let them donate blood. That was the rumor. Because the coagulation happens immediately.
Exactly.
That's
I have it.
I heard it and people talk about it. Yeah.
And, you know, people are myocarditis. Now the CDC actually is saying that, oh, the vaccine causes myocarditis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they didn't know that. Like they didn't know that.
Oh, they know everything. They've tested this for a long time.
They know enough that the vaccine is not safe and they shouldn't be giving it to children, number one. But you know that, I mean, I think it was Robert Kennedy Jr. that stated that the only reason that they were going to want this to go to the children is so that they didn't have to, they didn't have to follow. It was some sort of regulated law that they didn't have to follow if they got it approved at the children, 12-year-olds, I believe it was. I forget the name of the age or anything. It was an interview I watched with Robert Kennedy Jr. But if we got the vaccine approved for children, then they wouldn't have to, and this is Moderna, they wouldn't have to, I'm sorry, the thought lost me. But it's something that they wouldn't have to do, and I can't remember what it is. I apologize for that. But they were going to, the FDA approved not the Moderna vaccine, but they approved a bottle and a vaccine, but it was not going to be used in the United States. It was used in Europe. And it was not used here. And I don't even think that they're using it yet. But the reason that they had the children needed to be approved for children, it was because it would keep them under the law to where they were protected for an extended time. Now, that to me is just ridiculous because the children don't need the vaccine to begin with. They
weren't
the ones that were having a problem. They were not having a problem with COVID and
the flu, and it's not a flu, but it's, you know, it's COVID. But they were not having a problem with that. So, you know, we live in a crazy world, and people, you know, they're busy working all day trying to support their family and doing the things that they like to do after work. They don't have time for, you know, digging in and trying to make the, you know, they shouldn't have to either. I'm not, you know, people shouldn't have to go after things like, okay, what's in a gallon of milk? What, you know, am I lactose intolerant for? You know, and a lot of times they find out that if you've had, you know, any kind of a vaccine with, you know, peanut butter or milk or some sort of another protein in there, that they become they become allergic to that particular, like peanut butter, or they're allergic to milk, cause them, you know, they're lactose intolerant. And a lot of the vaccines are doing that. But, you know, I don't know what our future is going to hold, but I know that this much, that we need solutions. We need people with solutions that are going to, you know, get us from, you know, this destructive way of living to at least somewhere that, you know, we can not have to fear we're going to lose something every time we make a decision. You know,
right.
Rather,
hey, speaking of milk,
we don't want to.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You just mentioned
I was
milk.
Just saying.
You know, in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
they banned raw milk years ago. At I think it was in Yellow Springs. They were the last dairy to make it, Young's Dairy, and because they said it was too dangerous. And the FDA is saying the same thing. They don't want anybody to have raw milk. You need to buy. You know what this is from? It's from the milk cartel. Believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
there's a milk cartel. They only let so many people in, and raw milk was not part of their plan. So, unfortunately, I had this in a college class. It's like, what? You got to be kidding me. But these
mm-hmm.
are the effects. They don't want anything too healthy in the system. They want you to get on their Monsanto milk or whatever they have. And you're just like,
that's
it's
true.
The same thing as a – it's like a virus. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing as a – it's like the vaccines you get. That's what's in them. They've got milk.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is in them. So you got to be careful where you get your milk, where you buy it, or get your own cow or something,
mm-hmm.
or don't drink milk at all. I don't really drink milk.
But yeah, some of the most deadliest metals on earth that are in vaccines. You know, you got aluminum, and you
mm-hmm.
have mercury. They were putting mercury. You know, I think they just changed the name. I don't think they stopped putting mercury
right.
in the vaccines, but they had to put in there something radical to destroy you so that they could build you back up, so they say.
Right.
You know, it's, again,
watch out for mRNA
yeah.
showing up other places.
I mean,
watch out.
yeah.
I'm serious.
You know, so the solution to all of this craziness, you know, the election being stolen, the vaccine being placed on us, the hyperinflation, the gas prices going through the roof, the shortages that are now in place, the truck drivers that are now picketing. I mean, we got so
yeah.
many things going on at once. It's just crazy. You know, how can anyone in their right mind do anything productive? You know, they're
yes,
worried about their mortgage.
I agree.
They're worried about their health. They're worried about all these different facets of life that they should be worried about. But yet, on the other hand, they've got to keep an ear to the ground just to make sure they don't die by some ridiculous vaccine that's going to jab them in the arm for some supposed reason that there's this cold going around that they need this so you don't spread. Now, who ever heard of wearing a mask would protect somebody else? Where is the study at that shows anything
right.
of that nature, you know?
Yes.
But yeah, you got dentist's office,
yes.
doctor's office, and everybody else following track. You know, I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all. It's like you get out
right.
of chemotherapy, you get out of chemotherapy from a doctor, and there's a candy bowl in the waiting room with sugar in it. Cancer
yes.
loves sugar, you know.
Yes,
but yeah,
right.
you can visually see that, and it doesn't make any sense. Nothing at all makes any sense to me in a common like sense form of way, you know?
Let me tell
I mean,
you,
I'm not done.
Before you go any further, let me say this. Biden was right. That's why we have the crack pipes. He so agrees with you when people can't take it anymore. I rest my case.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
That
I forgot
sense.
About that one. Oh, man. Yeah, hey. Barney Fife, I didn't know he smoked weed. Or I didn't know he smoked crack.
No, he does. I think he snorts it. I don't, you know. People that sophisticated don't do crack pipes. Except for maybe their children, maybe. Just a rumor.
Yeah. Well, hey, I remember. Yeah, maybe that's the reason for his, you know, amnesia or whatever's going on there. I don't know.
Whoa.
But, I don't know what's going on with this this administration, but I do know that we've got to band together, the people as a people. We've got to come together, and we got to turn this TV off, and you know, we got to share information with each other. You know, like if you get on a show and you hear something that works, research it. Don't believe the guy; just research it and see if what he's saying makes any sense. You know. But
absolutely,
you know, like olive leaf extracts and olive leaf and garlic and things like that lower blood pressure the natural way. You know, if you want to lower your blood pressure, no matter what chemistry makeup you have, there are numbers of different options. You know, and share that information. People doesn't. Yeah,
I'm looking
at it. And share.
I wrote it down.
Huh?
I wrote this down.
Yeah, I mean, there's Hawthorne. It's called Hawthorne. It's Hawthorne root and flower. I mean, that is, you know, that's another one. There's just so many, really, that what I had initially began to do was take them all. I took them all because there's no toxicity level. There's no toxicity level. I don't have to worry about, you know, you can't go to the medicine cabinet from a pharmaceutical company and grab every pill in that cabinet and take it. You will die. You will more than likely die. But if you go to a refrigerator where I keep my supplements or whatever you call it and natural things, I can take every one of them. I can take the whole bottle if I wanted to. You know, I would not die.
Yeah.
At the worst, at the very worst, I would, you know, have the runs or something like that. But I would not die. So there is a big difference.
That's
between
awesome. Yeah, that's a great, that's a good thing there. I like what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's proof.
There are there's some Chinese supplements that have some, you know, side effects to them. But, you know, you'll research that and then, you know, but none of them that, you know, lower blood pressure, you know, slow the progression of diabetes 2 down. And actually diabetes 2, you know, if you've got it, it's not a sugar problem. It's an insulin problem that your body is not absorbing. Your body is not absorbing insulin, you know? So, yeah, I mean, there's so many different Hawthorne extracts. There are literally a ton of them that are good for lowering blood pressure in that nature, you know?
You and I do medical hacking as well. You know, I've learned a lot of things because I had a lot of time at the time. Just like you said, I was off work for like a year and a half or retired from the military medical. And I figured this stuff out little by little. I mean, I even know how to keep, and it's a principle of alkalinity, like you were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. And I have a friend who was on fourth stage kidney. You know, was on fourth stage. She's been on fourth stage for 3 years because I told her, you need to do this. And the doctor's like, how are you not on dialysis yet? Because there's a principle to the body, how it functions. And I know you know what that is. It's amazing.
Right.
That's how I control my blood pressure as well. So I love talking to you about this kind of stuff. We could talk off air for a long time, but this is your program.
Yeah, we can cure cancer like this too because I've watched a number of different studies these are studies that they're trying to keep under the wraps. They don't want, you know, vitamin C.
Yes.
Let's go. I mean, something as simple as vitamin C If it can cure HIV, why aren't they doing that?
Right.
You know, it's been proven to cure HIV. Human immune, it's a human immune, what is that called?
Deficiency. HIV. I know what you're talking about.
Deficiency, yeah. I mean, it cures it. So why isn't everybody that has HIV or anything of that nature on vitamin C, or hepatitis C for that matter? Why aren't they on vitamin C?
Nobody.
There's no advertising. There's no advertising for it, you know? None of it. And another one, niacin. Let's talk about niacin. We can go on all day about niacin and magnesium, you know? Niacin, you know, high doses of niacin. I read this report the other day. I knew it was a lie. Niacin given in high forms will cure schizophrenia. Niacin plus vitamin C in high doses cures schizophrenia. I mean,
whoa, I know that.
I mean, why not? You know, what? There's so many reports on it, but you know, there's a lot of reports that are getting, you know, really political right now. A lot of things are disappearing. Things are being, you know, shoved under the mat.
Yeah.
Harder to find, harder to research. And, you know, I think it's a big disservice that people that would actually try and hide any kind of studies like that are doing, because, you know, you're just, you know, it takes me back to when, you know, the Rockefellers came in with their pharmaceutical companies. You know, they come in, they put all the homeopathic, everything homeopathic, anything natural, they put, you know, the kibosh on their companies. They run them out of business. So, you know, if anybody goes into the research of how the medical industry, the pharmaceutical industry started out and how they became what they are today, you'll figure it out. You will figure it out, because there was a lot of corruption, more corruption than even today back then, for people like,
wow,
that wanted to come out with a cancer. You know, like Dr. Brzezinski in Texas, his office was raided many times. I mean, many times by the FDA, because he was actually curing cancer. The guy was curing cancer with peptides, you know, proteins, peptides, and stuff like that. I'll be honest with you, it was like something like urine from some animal. That's where he was doing it.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah, so he was curing cancer, even brainstem cancer, some of the hardest cancers to even cure. He was curing. And it was no chemotherapy, no radiation, none of that kind of stuff. They stopped him. They took all his records. Even the patients that were being treated at the time were left out in limbo. And dude indicted him 6 different times, but never charged him once. So you figure it out, you know. How much aggravating people. My mom died of a blood disorder. My dad, cancer, but they told him that he was going to have to have chemo and radiation for the rest of his life. My dad looked at him. I remember when he was 65 years old. He looked at him and said, "I ain't doing none of that. I'm not doing none of it." And he lived another 8. He lived another 18 years after that, you know,
wow.
And didn't go to the chemo or nothing. So, you know, when they come at you with this rush emergency, like, syndrome that's in their blood system, oh, you got to have the shot now or else you're going to die, you know, that's
right.
Not true. Stand back away
from
that person.
Hey, we're at the end of the program. If you got anything,
okay.
Got anything to say, we got a minute left. I'd like to have you back on again someday.
That'd be great. I enjoy it.
You're an awesome
guest. I'm just, I appreciate that. You're an awesome host. So, you just keep up the good work and keep getting people out there and keep getting this information out there, and somebody somewhere is going to get help from it, you know?
Awesome.
So.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Like I said, I'd like to have you on again, and we need more people like you out there. And we learned so much today from what your life brought to us, your experiences. We got to enjoy. So, all right. Take care, and we'll talk to you later, everybody. Wonderful guest
okay,
today.
Kevin.
We'll see you next week. And we're going to be back next Wednesday.